KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kineen, and it's 9:02. This past Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, residents of Gamble traveled along with representatives from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, the Coast Guard, and Fish and Wildlife Service to find the source of oil that has contaminated seals, birds, and ocean debris. The DEC says in a report that the group traveled along the St. Lawrence Island shoreline and did not find the source of release or additional oiled wildlife or debris. UAF's Marine Advisory Program agent Gay Sheffield also traveled to Savupkuk Mountain, where there is a large sea lion population. The report says wildlife did not appear affected and oil was not seen at that location. Reports of oiled wildlife began last month when a hunter reported a seal that had oil on it. Later, three murres and an auklet were found with an oily substance on them, along with another ringed seal. Samples collected from the animals were sent to a lab in Anchorage to be analyzed. The DEC says once the weather improves, Sheffield and local representatives from Gamble and Savunga will conduct an overflight along the St. Lawrence Island shoreline to check on sea lion populations. They will also survey the area for oiled debris, wildlife, or a potential source. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation held board meetings last week in Unalakleet and directed the administration to look into what it would take to build a hatchery in the Norton Sound area. Dan Harrelson was re-elected as chairman.
Our discussion included the needs of Western Alaska for subsistence fishermen, commercial fishermen, and sports fishermen, and we'd really like to do more on restoration of our rivers.
Harrelson says the NSADC board approved a feasibility study looking into a Norton Sound hatchery. They talked about the low king salmon runs in Unalakleet and Teller, along with the need for restoration in rivers around Nome. Just this week, Alaska's Commerce Commissioner said the disaster from poor king salmon returns was worse than first estimated, and her comments didn't even touch on the loss of subsistence users. Harrelson does say that they know hatcheries are expensive to build and expensive to operate. He says they're hoping the federal and state governments are willing to assist in bringing fish back to the rivers. The NSADC board talked about the possibility of forming partnerships with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and community entities.
Sitnasauk has expressed an interest in the past in partnering with NSADC and doing more for the Nome area rivers. But, you know, we talked about either city governments or tribal entities, like in Unalakleet or other communities, if that's something that they would like to partner in the CDC with and making a hatchery a reality, that's something that, again, we're enthusiastic about and would welcome those types of partnerships.
Harrelson says they even discussed the role the trawl fleet can play.
A lot of the fishing industry is interested in improving their operations, but also improving the returns to Western Alaska. And so there's some hope maybe that even the fishing industry, those that operate trawlers, may become participants or be a cash source for us to help run a hatchery if one is built.
The state of Alaska built a $70 million hatchery in Fairbanks to support the tourism and sport fishing industry in that area. Harrelson hopes the state will also look at people in our communities that are simply not able to put away salmon.
There's a dire need in a lot of communities in Western Alaska to bring fish back. And so hopefully the state, and again, maybe the federal government, will assist us in providing subsistence food, building a stronger economic base with stronger commercial fisheries. So it's something I really look forward to.
The board also held elections last week. Again, Harrelson was reelected as board chairman. Janice Ivanoff was reelected as president and CEO. Alaska's Commerce Commissioner did say the disaster from poor king salmon returns was worse than first estimated. In a letter to the state's congressional delegation, Susan Bell says commercial fishery permit holders lost an estimated $16.8 million in direct revenue. She says that doesn't include the economic effect on crew members who help harvest salmon or processors and support businesses. She says it also doesn't include account for revenue lost by communities from fish and sales tax. The U.S. Department of Commerce in September declared king salmon fisheries a disaster in several watersheds. The declaration covered the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers, which flow into the Bering Sea, and the Cook Inlet region south of Anchorage, including the Kenai River. The declaration made commercial fishermen eligible for federal disaster relief. The subsistence fishermen trials that were scheduled to start yesterday in Bethel have been pushed back. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports defense attorney James Davis Jr. requested more time to consolidate the trials of all remaining fishermen and to bring in a new witness, Yupik culture expert Chase Hensel. According to the defense, Hensel is expected to testify as to how and why subsistence fishing should be protected under the First Amendment to the Alaska Constitution. Hensel has agreed to act as a pro bono expert in all cases. Last month, three fishermen were found guilty in Bethel Court of fishing with illegal gear during the Low King Salmon Run in June. The Nome Board of Education approved an addition of a teacher aide position at their meeting last night to assist students in mastering reading. Nome Public School Superintendent Mike Bronner says that after hearing from 6th grade teacher Keith Conger at the last meeting and reviewing the recent MAP test results, the leadership team sat down to discuss a better way to instruct students. He explains there's an ability to divide a staff person between the elementary school and junior high. A teacher aide will work with a targeted low reading group in the 6th grade at the elementary school each morning and then move to the junior high to address struggling students there. Bronner says the district will be looking to hire someone for this school year and will reevaluate the position when looking at the budget to identify what will best fit local needs.
This is a classified staff person, individual out of the community. And then what we want to do, when we get down to budgeting time, have to look at the realities of the budget and see, you know, well, do we want to, this is the way we want to do this, or do we want to think about a certified person?
In addition, last night, school board member Barb Nichols was congratulated by the board and public. Nichols is one of 10 school board members in the state to be recognized by the National School Board Association for distinguished service. The price of gold in New York is up $4.90 an ounce to $1,730.80, an ounce of silver up 28 cents to $32.88, and a pound of zinc at 86 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:57 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 22 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.